Welcome to the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign's Big Money Podcast. It's Monday, August 12th, and we're here to talk about a legislative proposal that would severely reduce the amount of information available to the public about campaign contributions to candidates for statewide office in the legislature. The plan was authored by Republican State Senator Glenn Grossman of West Bend, who sponsored a similar plan during the 2011-2012 session of the legislature that failed to pass. Here to provide some details, insights, and comments about why this proposal is being resurrected and why the public should be concerned is Democracy Campaign Executive Director Mike McCabe. Mike, first off, tell us what Senator Grossman's proposal does and how it changes current law.
Current law says that if you give over $100 in campaign contributions, you have to disclose your occupation and your employer. So what the law does is it gives the people an opportunity to see the financial interests of campaign donors. So anybody who gives over $100, they have to disclose their occupation and their principal place of employment. That's central. That's the heart and soul of our campaign finance disclosure law. What Senator Grossman's proposal would do is two things. It would raise the threshold up to $500. So only if you give over $500 would you have to disclose any financial interest information. And then the other thing it does is that it only requires disclosure of occupation, but not the employer. So, you know, the public would lose in two ways. First of all, it would lose because it would be much larger donations that would be subject to disclosure. The somewhat smaller donations, we wouldn't be getting the financial information that gives us a clue about the financial interests of those donors. And then only occupation. So you might know that the person's a lawyer. You might know that the person is a road builder or a executive at a company, but you wouldn't know what company. You wouldn't know exactly where they work.
The Democracy Campaign has characterized Senator Grossman's plan as a threat to the transparency of campaign finance and elections. Tell us how this law would change what people would see if they tapped into the Democracy Campaign searchable database of campaign contributors, or let's say if they were viewing a candidate's campaign finance report, either a paper version or an electronic version that's filed with the state.
Well, the impact on what they would see on our searchable online database is a great illustration of the impact of the legislation. There are a little bit over 862,000 records in our database of individual contributions. About 825,800 of them are $500 or less. So only just over 36,200 of them are more than $500. If Senator Grossman's bill had been law when we built this database, that database would be 96% smaller. We would only have information about the financial interest of the 36,237 contributions of more than $500. And also, we would only be able to be showing people the occupations of those donors, not their employers. So going forward, you could tell that there would just be a precipitous drop-off in the number of new records added to the database. And obviously, if this sort of policy had been in effect from the get-go, voters would be basically blinded to the financial interests of virtually all of the campaign contributors in Wisconsin, 96% of them.
I believe the Democracy Campaign's position is that not only does Senator Grossman's plan take government transparency a few steps backward, but that Wisconsin should be making disclosure laws even tougher than they are now. Tell us what changes the legislature should be making regarding campaign finance disclosure, and tell us how the public can help oppose Senator Grossman's plan.
Well, we should be creating more disclosure, not less, and we particularly should be creating more disclosure in light of the Citizens United decision in 2010. That has resulted in the rise of more and more dark money. There are more ways to channel money into political campaigns, but keep that money invisible to the general public. And So we should be moving toward greater disclosure by enacting legislation like Senate Bill 166, which is a bipartisan bill that's been offered that would close the notorious magic words loophole in our law that would then create more disclosure by shining more light on the dark money in elections. That loophole, what it does is it enables interest groups to avoid disclosure simply by avoiding the use of certain words like vote for or vote against or elect or defeat in their advertisements. So they can air an ad that disparages a candidate or sings the praises of a candidate that they like. And as long as they don't come right out and say vote for or vote against, they can avoid disclosing not only the amount spent on that advertising, but where the money came from. And so that's a loophole that can and should be closed. Senate Bill 166 takes that on. It is bipartisan. It should be enacted. It hasn't gotten a public hearing. There's no committee action been taken on it. There obviously hasn't been a vote in either House on the legislation. And instead, we get proposals like Senator Grossman, who's the assistant Senate majority leader. He's in a leadership position, and he's putting forward legislation that if that had been policy from the get-go, there would be $122.5 million worth of campaign contributions where the public wouldn't really be able to see the financial interests of the donors behind all of that money. $122.5 million would be cloaked. We clearly shouldn't go backwards on campaign finance disclosure. We should be taking steps to remedy the damage that was done by the Citizens United ruling and the magic words loophole that's been with us for quite some time. But obviously the new proposal put forward by Senator Grossman takes us in exactly the opposite direction.
Okay, thanks for your comments, Mike. For more information about Senator Grossman's plan to hide the source of millions of dollars a year in campaign contributions, as well as future legislative developments and ways you can help the Democracy Campaign prevent it from becoming law, you can periodically check out our website, or better yet, sign up for Democracy Campaign e-alerts. Just go to the top right-hand corner of the Democracy Campaign homepage and click on subscribe for free email updates on Senator Grossman's plan and other campaign finance developments. Thanks for listening.